Now let's take a look at a growing perpetuity. A growing perpetuity is also known as the constant growth rate formula, and this would apply to cash flows that grow at a constant rate. So we have the present value is equal to the next expected cash flow, which is again expressed as C with a subscript of T plus 1, divided by R minus G, where G is the constant growth rate. Notice that if we assume that G is equal to 0 or that there is no growth, this formula reduces down to the present value is equal to the cash flow divided by R, which is the simple perpetuity formula. So we can derive the basic perpetuity formula from this growing perpetuity formula if we just assume that the growth rate is equal to 0. So let's take an example of a growing perpetuity case. Let's assume that a $3 dividend was paid yesterday, and the dividend grows at a constant 5% annually, and the discount rate is 12%. So what is the price of the stock? Since we have a constant growth in the dividend of 5%, we can apply the constant growth rate formula. Now, what we want to figure out is, what is the next expected cash flow? Or in this case, what is the next expected dividend? Well, D0 is the current dividend, and that is $3, which was just paid yesterday. The discount rate is 12% as given. The growth rate is 5%, so we can apply the growth rate of 5% to the current dividend of $3 to find the next dividend, D1. We can, in other words, take $3 times 1 plus G, or 3 times 1.05, to get D1. And D1 will be 315, and we divide this by R minus G. So the present value or the price of this stock would be $45.